You did an exhibition in Moscow in 1978. How old were you when you were there?
36.
How did this come about?
Well, the Russian delegation that was touring with the Ministry of Culture came to Las Vegas at Roy Clark's invitation. Jim had taken Roy, booked him into Las Vegas. And so you and Roy were watching TV one night, and Roy said, we ought to invite them to come to the show. Jim said, why don't you do that? So we got on the phone and invited the folks that came in, and they enjoyed the show enormously, and an invitation for Roy to tour the Soviet Union was forthcoming. So in between that time that he went, they visited here, and Jim was doing some things with the ranch party, and I had an exhibition at that time, and they saw the art and said, well, why don't you come too? So I consented and began working toward that exhibition, which was going to be 2 years in the future and was completely non-commercial. It was a little bit of a stretch because they didn't want anyone coming to exhibit there with any idea of making any money on that tour. So I had to hold things back for that exhibition. It could sell them, but then people couldn't take the piece because they'd have to have it, and it was going to be gone for a year on the exhibition. So I had to hold things. And that was okay. I liked that just fine. I really went along with that all right. You can come and exhibit here, but you can't take any money. I understand that completely. With artists, it's chicken and feathers. It's chicken one day and guts and feathers the next anyway. So it's like, hey, you know, mm-hmm. that equation makes perfect sense to me. And then, of course, it was good for my career when I came back. That's how that came to pass.
How many pieces did you take over there?
35.
And in what forms?
Mostly portraits, almost life-size portraits, which was very, very well received because it was the time of the Cold War, and the Soviets are very interested in arts and culture of all kind. But at that time, there was a deep hunger to look into the eyes of the American public and plumb our depths and find out who we were and what was going on. So I had Indians, Hispanics, Anglos, all kinds of people represented, ages, regalia, costume, clothing, definitive, accompanied by some poetry and some pieces, a few which weren't portraits, but most were portraits. People would stand in front of the pieces for hours and commune with them. Now, a little background, the reason they were able to stand and commune with those paintings is because it was designed that way. When I received the invitation to go over there, I did a lot of Indian portraits. Now, that's a very delicate approach there, and the whole concept of bringing the word capture in and all that comes back in. So when I asked them to sit for me, I told them what the project was going to be, that the pieces were going to the Soviet Union, and this is the way I brought it forward. I asked them if they would lend an aspect of themselves to the drawing so that people could see who they were, and those that said yes were in the show.
Lend an aspect of themselves. What does that mean?
Their spirit, part of their reality, personality. So when you look at a piece, you come to know something of who they are.
And how would they do that?
By saying yes. If they weren't going to do it, they just wouldn't participate in the program. So then there was the additional element of the conscious definition of intent, why they were there, what was proposed to be accomplished with this activity. So the drawings were very alive. When the Soviets would stand in front of the pieces, the line moved slowly because that person was there, and they would connect, and it was quite an experience.
You'd never seen that before, perhaps, how people would just connect with those pictures.
That's what I always put into my pieces, otherwise they're not alive.
But maybe they did more so in the Soviet Union because they're so removed from us.
Right. Right, they were curious and hungry, and had been fed a line of propaganda just like we had. So when I got home, I returned all those people back home, and they got the drawing. I walk in the door with it. Here you are. Thank you very much. Put it down. And they walked away, and they're like, hey, nice, thanks.
And you weren't paid for them?
No, I was not paid.
Didn't any of them pay you
no,
for it?
No.
They should have.
No. They were doing me a favor.